My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, delightful, and fiscally responsible star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. She laughs, but they've been in business for 30 years, so she's clearly doing something right. You can also find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their stuff online at capitalsteps.com. So, Elena, we're just a few days away from this sequester deadline, and depending who you listen to, we're either crying over smaller increases in spending, or the fiscal cliff, Armageddon, whatever you want to call it, is about to strike. What do you think about all this?
I don't know. I mean, I love it when they have snow days here and they send home all non-essential employees. And you really think, well, if they're not essential, really, I mean, could we just always have them stay home? But I'm hoping that it's just the, quote, non-essential employees. But I don't know. Do you think we have to sequester the comedy, too?
I don't think so, not unless you're getting money from the government.
Cut like 10% of our jokes or something?
Oh, no, not unless you're taxpayer funded, you know. Just keep rocking and rolling. But I'll tell you what, if they did cut the non-essential employees, unemployment would obviously go up, but our commutes would be fabulous.
Really? So we're just thinking of ourselves here. That's good. I like that. But we don't want to end up like Greece.
That is certainly true. Everybody's saying that. We need to do this so we don't end up like Greece. So the Capitol Steps decided that what better way to explain the problem in Greece than with the music of Greece? I think that's self-explanatory. At least it will be once we're done.
All right, roll it.
Here's the Capitol Steps with their inspiration from one of the greatest musicals of all time.
Hello. I am German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and we have a situation in Europe. It seems that the Germans are the only people not spending too much money, while the rest of the countries were out shopping. The Germans were at home practicing their marching. And now they want us to bail out the rest of Europe. Now, this would really annoy us if we didn't have such a good sense of humor. So, in an effort to raise some funds, I present to you a new musical, Grease. Get your tickets now. Only 12 billion euros. Starring Greek Prime Minister of the Week, Lucas Spanakopita on Papadopoulos. French President François Hollande. And me, Angela Merkel. Hit it. We won't tell Greeks how they should run their lives, but you cannot retire when you are 25.
We're all in danger, we must make a deal.
It's quite ironic that Greece is the squeaky wheel.
Greece is the worst.
Greece is the worst, is the worst, is the worst.
Now the euro is in trouble and they like to blame the Greeks.
Keep talking, whoa, keep talking.
An economic bubble cause we work 10-hour weeks.
We'll keep the money, you bet we'll keep the money.
We'll send gifts to show remorse.
Not another Trojan horse.
Here's another way to go.
Charge a grand reach gyro.
Greece is frightening.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, Greece is frightening. You're wondering what the Greeks are doing.
Greece frightening, whoa, Greece frightening.
Oh, Greece is frightening. We've always had a thing for ruins.
Greece frightening, whoa, Greece frightening.
We are a real Achilles heel. Greece is frightening.
Mine heart is saying, fool, forget them. As head of state, I should let go.
I'd be rude to them. That's what I intend to do.
hopelessly devalued, it's true.
Summer days looking so lean,
spending ways beyond their means.
We just don't know what to do.
I'd surrender if I were you.
There's no doubt we should not bail you out, but oh, maybe China might.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, oh.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Here's the best thing to do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
How about talking to who?
China could save us for sure,
but in an hour you'd be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build a great Walmart.
Someone sane would not save us again, but we think China might.
That's got it all. Comedy, fiscal education, great harmony. What more could you want?
Well, and in the original musical Grease, of course, Sandy put on a very tight outfit at the end. I don't think we want Merkel to go around doing that, but we'll just leave that to your imagination.
That's probably a good call. Anything else that's got you super excited right now?
Well, we're looking into this Pete Domenici thing and seeing if you know, he says he's no worse than the next guy, but you know, we'll have to bring out our old joke about the next. Yeah, but the next guy is, you know, John Edwards. So.
It's gonna say that's not exactly a strong defense if you come from the halls of Congress.
Right. But,
very interesting. Yeah, if you don't know that story, New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici admitted to being the father of the child whose mother is the daughter of one of his former Senate colleagues. So, as the world turns on Capitol Hill, I guess.
Really, really. So, that's why are we not surprised?
Yeah. It's amazing you left Capitol Hill, Elena. You know,
that
it's
just
shocking that you wouldn't want to stay there for a long time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the shows. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at CapitolSteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.